the Czech government coalition is quite unique in that it consists of three parties, and two leaders of those parties are currently were under criminal investigation. Then now they have immunity. I don't think there is any comparable example in the rest of Europe at this point. But of course, the fact that they needed each other to gain immunity somehow in a very almost perverse way strengthens their cooperation.
Thursday's vote was largely a formality. It was only going to go one way. But is there a chance now that Andrej Babiš has cleared this hurdle that he may somehow change his approach to the other parties, particularly the motorists who've made a lot of headlines since coming to power?
Well, Andrej Babiš, until gaining immunity, actually had been quite vulnerable because he could be extorted by his coalition partners. He depended on them for delivering votes that would make him gain immunity. So his performance in the last two or three months was really awkward if we compare it with his performance as the head of the Czech government from 2018 to 2021, when he was very decisive and he called the shots, so to speak. In the last 3 months, he has been quite often on defense. He was not able to make decisions the way he is used to. So I think that now, after he's gained immunity, some of that may change. But of course, he is still dependent on the motorists and Freedom and Direct Democracy Party for the votes in the parliament. He without them, he doesn't have a majority. But at the same time, of course, given the fact that his movement, ANO, is by far the strongest in the government coalition, he may be more decisive and he may call shots, so to speak, in the government much more than he has done until now.
Well, it's still early days or early-ish days, but do you feel that this three-party coalition are likely to stay the course and to remain in power for the whole of their term, so to speak?
I think this is a very unstable coalition because although all three parties are basically populist parties, two of them are very different from Babiš's ANO movement. ANO is a sort of a purely populist, but to some extent centrist party, whereas Mr. Okamura's Freedom and Direct Democracy Party and the motorists are not really maybe extremists, but extreme right parties. And they have priorities which clash with Mr. Babiš's priorities. He wants to be recognized on the European scene. He wants to be respected. And he does not want to get engaged in any excesses in foreign policy, whereas these two parties have ideas, especially Mr. Okamura and his party, have policies which are in some ways in contradicting Mr. Babiš's priorities. So we will see what will happen. I think that they will clash more often now, and this coalition may not in the end survive.